nutrition you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or give us a call at 301-530-0800.
Welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260. Brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, 20814 is the zip code. I'm Dana Lake, your host for the next hour, reminding you that we are streamlined through myvillagegreen.com. And that's a wonderful website to contact, myvillagegreen.com. Lots of information, ask the experts, go green with Village Green, plenty of supplements, lots of information. It's also very exciting to visit them at 5415 West Cedar Lane. It is a wonderful place to ask questions. They have more supplements, more information than you'll find in any other place. So be sure and visit them. Now, I do want to tell you that this show is going to be airing 2 days a week, every Thursday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. and Saturday mornings from 10 to 11. And that's for the next 6 weeks. Now, Thursdays and Saturdays, remember to tune in the morning. Now, our topic for today is going to be flu remedies and flu advice. We've been talking about this on the show quite a bit, and we will be talking to an expert, Dr. Don Brown. He's a naturopathic physician, and he'll be talking to us about what we can do. And as an introduction, what I'd like to cover is some information that's in the news. I always call this news you can use. In other words, what can you do to help yourself in preventing the flu, or if you get it, what can you do to make it less tough to go through? Okay, there's an interesting good article on probiotics, and they actually reduce the incidence of fever, runny nose, cough, and use of antibiotics in young children. And this was a nice study. It was only on 110 healthy children. But what was found is a significant reduction in those who used a combined Acidophilus culture. And the combined culture had Acidophilus and Bifidus. What was found was it was twice the response of reducing influenza, the common cold, flu, fever, runny nose, as I said, and coughs. It also reduced how many antibiotics were required. So that's important. And the comment was that daily dietary probiotic supplementation for 6 months was a safe, effective way to reduce fever, runny nose, cough incidence, and duration and antibiotic prescription incidence, as well as the number of missed school days attributable to illness for children 3 to 5 years of age. So we talk a lot about probiotics, and we will talk even more about it on the show. Another interesting article, low vitamin D status is definitely linked to increased upper respiratory tract infections. And I can tell you, in the winter, vitamin D levels are low. You cannot get vitamin D from the sun, and certainly even in the summer if you're using sunblock. Vitamin D is critical for immunity. We encourage people to get the test, which is the 25-hydroxy vitamin D3 test, and to be aware that supplement recommendations have increased significantly. They've doubled and tripled. So if your vitamin D is low, you're not out in the sun, and that's certainly true, at least in the East Coast here in the winter, then you're much more susceptible to all these upper respiratory infections. Then there's another one about the green tea and the wonderful antioxidants in green tea, known as EGCG, and its effectiveness with the common cold, flu, influenza, immunity, immune system, infections, and viruses. So this specific formulation was very interesting, and it did show a significant improvement, a reduction in the conditions that we just mentioned. Now, another one, Exercise. How simple is that? But who ever thought that exercise would reduce the common cold and upper respiratory tract infections? So physical activity is good for us in many ways. And this study was accomplished on postmenopausal women. And what's interesting is the summary was that these findings are of public health relevance and add a new facet to the growing literature on the health benefits of moderate exercise. And it was moderate. Just to be specific, they asked 115 overweight and obese, sedentary postmenopausal women, what a description that is, to do moderate intensity exercise for 45 minutes a day, 5 days a week for a period of 1 year. So this was not short term. 1 year is significant. And it was found to reduce the risk of colds as compared to subjects who only participated in a 45-minute stretching sessions once a week. So it was a random study, and it was well done, and it was significant. And then something about neurotoxicity, glutathione and thimerosal. Now, we mentioned these names. Thimerosal is 49.5% ethyl mercury, and that is a preservative, also called an antiseptic, and it's used in vaccines, but it's in many different kinds of products. There's a lot of controversy about the thimerosal that has been in vaccines, and I have told you before that within the last 5 years, the CDC approached the Institute of Medicine and asked that they place thimerosal, this mercury preservative that's in vaccines, that they place thimerosal on the list of chemicals linked to autism. That's very important. Most people aren't aware of that. And what this finding is that thimerosal is more damaging to nerve and brain cells when glutathione is low and when glutathione is depleted. Now, mercury loves glutathione, and glutathione loves mercury. Glutathione helps get rid of mercury, but mercury depletes glutathione. Think of it as money in the bank, and you've got an automatic withdrawal. And that mercury is the automatic withdrawal. It spends your glutathione in order to get rid of the mercury. And the suggestion is that taking glutathione or its precursor, N-acetylcysteine, which is a sulfur amino acid, taking these can prevent damage from mercury. Now, what we know in children with autism is that they have already ineffective glutathione function. And I call glutathione the garbage truck of detox. Now, let's spin off from this talk about glutathione and thimerosal and talk about thimerosal and seasonal influenza vaccines. This is from the CDC itself. It's one of the bulletins it's put out, and it says thimerosal and seasonal influenza vaccines. So if you wanted to go online, it would be very easy. Go in the CDC site and then just type in thimerosal and seasonal influenza vaccine. So they describe what thimerosal is, and we have described it. They claim that it's not that harmful. But in 1999, the Public Health Service, American Academy of Pediatrics, and vaccine manufacturers agreed that thimerosal should be reduced or eliminated in vaccines as a precautionary measure. Now, these decisions are not made early on. They are made after the abundance of information is so overwhelming that something has to be done. And there are many countries who already banned this. Russia did back in 74. Now, today, all routinely recommended licensed pediatric vaccines that are currently being manufactured don't have thimerosal except for the influenza vaccine. Now, does the influenza vaccine contain thimerosal? The answer from the CDC is yes. The majority of influenza vaccines distributed in the U.S., not necessarily true in other countries, currently contain thimerosal as a preservative. However, some contain what they call a trace or dilute amount, and considered by the Food and Drug Administration to be preservative-free. Now, the preservative-free tricks a lot of professionals, and it certainly tricks the public. preservative-free does not mean that there is no thimerosal. Now, if thimerosal is banned, this preservative-free with trace amounts would not be permitted. Then ask the question, how much thimerosal-free influenza vaccine is expected to be available? And for this season, the manufacturers projected producing as many as 50 million doses of thimerosal-free or preservative-free with trace thimerosal. And most of it represents flu vaccine products that do have mercury. Now, the Flu Mist by MedImmune does not have mercury thimerosal in it, but it's only advisable for certain groups of people. So you have to ask the questions, go on the sites, and read the information. Now, I'm asking you to hang in there because we're going to talk to Donald Brown, who's a naturopathic physician, and we'll talk about a lot of flu remedies and all the things that you can do to keep yourself safe this winter. I'm Dana Lake, and you're listening to The Essentials of Healthy Living. Please stay with us. We will be back right after this break.
Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Megafood. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Zymogen. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Nordic Naturals. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Jarrow Formula. Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to know our customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or give us a call at 301-530-0800.
Hello, listeners. Welcome back to The Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary. I'm Dana Lake, your host for this session, and I want to remind you that Dr. Kevin Passero will be bringing you news for your health, and he will be on next week. Also want to remind you that we are on the air Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. and Saturday mornings at 10, so please tune in. We are going to speak today with Dr. Donald Brown. He's a naturopathic physician and one of the leading U.S. authorities on evidence-based herbal medicine and the safety and efficacy of nutritional supplements. So we'll have him explain what this means. He's currently the Vice President, Medical and Educational Affairs for Schwabe North America and its subsidiaries, which are Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, and Integrative Therapeutics. And he was formerly an assistant professor at Bastyr University. So we're very excited to have Donald Brown with us. Welcome to the show, Dr. Brown.
Dana, it's a pleasure to be on. How are you today?
Oh, I'm fine. You know, this topic, evidence-based medicine, I think we mention it a lot, but I don't think we tell our listeners exactly what it is. So I'd like for you to describe that and then tell us about information with regard to the herbal medicines and evidence-based medicine.
Well, I think it's really actually quite simple. When we think about a treatment for a specific condition, evidence-based means that we have studies to support its use. And I think as we talk particularly about conditions like the common cold or flu or some of the other upper respiratory infections that can be associated with those like bronchitis or even sinusitis, it's important that we have some evidence that the treatment that we're using actually is effective and in some populations actually safe. So I'm a big fan where possible. Certainly I honor tradition, and many of the remedies that we're using now come from a traditional use. But I think in the herbal arena, it's very important in some cases to have and choose products that actually have clinical studies that support not only their effectiveness or efficacy, as you said, but also their safety. And I'm a person who for over a decade had a clinical practice that was largely pediatric, and children would be one of the populations that would come to mind when we think about needing not only evidence of effectiveness, but also safety as well.
Well, that's certainly what we want to hear. And I think there's the misunderstanding that herbs and vitamins don't have evidence-based science behind them. And I find the reason for that is if it's not a drug approved by the FDA, then it isn't efficacious, it may not be safe, and there's not enough evidence. So let's clarify that point.
Well, it's on a case-by-case basis. And part of the problem, you know, for us here in the U.S. is that our regulatory environment doesn't allow for us to elevate a herbal product up to the status where we can talk specifically about what it's used, so for what it's, you know, used for, as is the case in countries like Germany and many European countries where they have a regulatory category that allows companies to develop these and actually make claims for treatment of specific illnesses. So it is tough for consumers. I think it's hard oftentimes to sort out what's the diamond in the rough, as opposed to, you know, just being able to walk in and say, you know, this is the one that has the clinical studies. And so, you know, one of the things that we really attempt to do, and I have, you know, spent a career doing, working with groups like the American Botanical Council, is to distribute information on what are clinical studies saying about natural medicines, and then matching up the products that actually have the clinical studies on them.
Well, and I want to let people know that you've authored the Herbal Preparations for Health and Healing and contributed to the Natural Pharmacy and the A to Z Guide to Drug-Herb-Vitamin Interactions, and these are excellent books and primers, also the textbook of natural medicine, which I have enjoyed and is a nice reference, especially for professionals that may be listening to us and want some resources to back up some of the treatments and recommendations.
Well, thank you for mentioning that. My Herbal Prescriptions book is one that I'm particularly proud of, and it really is intended to be sort of an easy-to-use guide for consumers, but at the same time, if they want to take recommendations back to their healthcare professional, which I'm a big fan of, by the way, if a person is uncertain about using a dietary supplement, going back to their healthcare professional, you know, we do provide references in that book where a healthcare professional certainly could look up the reference or have access to it.
Yeah, it's the PDR for the other side.
Right.
Okay, let's talk about what people can do as far as flu prevention, and if they get the flu, what they can do as well.
Well, I'll tell you something. One of my, I think it's a well-kept secret right now, but it's not going to be for long. One of my favorite things to talk about now is actually the use of probiotics when we think about cold and flu prevention, not just, by the way, in adults, but also in children as well. We've had a couple of studies that are starting to point us in the direction that using probiotics on a regular basis before cold and flu season may actually reduce the incidence of what in the medical world we have a tendency to group those you know, cold and flu under something called acute respiratory infections. Very good data, a study just recently published with over 325 children that indicated that probiotics were in daycare age children actually reduced the incidence of acute respiratory infections like cold and flu. So, you know, one of the old tenets of natural medicine was, boy, if you keep the GI tract or the intestinal tract healthy, it means your immune system is healthier. And we used to be laughed at when we would, you know, present that to the larger medical community. In fact, what research is now demonstrating is that about 60 to 70% of our immune system actually exists in our GI tract, which is fascinating to me. And if we keep the GI tract healthy, we have a much better chance of being able to fight off these illnesses as they come around. So probiotics would be one of the places I would start.
Well, it's where I love to start, too. And I'll tell you, I don't think I've been more impressed by anything nutritional, herbal, natural than I have by probiotics. And having done this, you know, 30 to 40 years, it's overwhelming to me how interesting and profound the science is on this. And we've been behind the eight ball in this country. Europe's way ahead of us.
Yeah, and again, it gets back to sort of the way that they regulate things over there. It's a little bit easier for them to be, you know, nimble and to move ahead with regards to getting you know, research completed and that sort of thing. So we're definitely there are some U.S. based studies though that are actually under ongoing right now that are looking at prevention that I'm really excited about. So I think we'll soon have some very very sound U.S. research to back this up as well.
Well, that's excellent. So we're starting with the probiotics in the gut where immunity begins. The probiotics help with nutrient absorption. They play a lot of roles. Do you want to expand on that a little bit?
Well, basically what happens with a probiotic is, you know, we call them the healthy bacteria. And we're really talking about a balance in our intestinal tract. We have bacteria that if they become more dominant can be potentially harmful to the body. But we have both in the GI tract all the time. It's really a matter of balance. So by supplementing probiotics, most of them coming from either the lactobacilli family or the bifidobacterium family, what we're doing is we're populating the gut with the bacteria that have a tendency to bind. Once they bind to cells in the intestinal tract, they block the ability of these potentially harmful bacteria to bind and create problems. The other thing that they do that's really, I think, very fascinating is that when they do bind in the GI tract, we're now finding out that they're sending across signals across the wall of the intestinal tract to regulatory cells that are involved in our systemic immune system. And one of them are these funny-looking little cells that look like little starfish called dendritic cells. Dendritic cells will pick up a signal from a probiotic once it binds that basically is then sent on to regulatory cells in our immune system that are known as T helper cells, TH1 and TH2. And depending on the signal that is sent, the TH1 side of that equation can get busier, or the TH2 side can get busier. Conversely, either one can actually be what's called downregulated to become less busy. And it's fascinating right now because what we're finding is that through the binding of these probiotics, we're actually influencing how active our immune system is. That's one of the things that's actually being demonstrated quite regularly in clinical, not in clinical, but actually in studies that are being done in laboratories right now.
Well, I'm glad to hear you talk about it. It's so specific, and I think people thought of it very generally. You kind of eat yogurt and some of these good bugs, but they have different names, they have different jobs, they are more effective for certain conditions. Tell us a little bit about some of the names of the probiotics and what they're effective for.
Well, I think the two major families are the lactobacilli family, and under that we have Lactobacillus acidophilus, Lactobacillus rhamnosus, a variety of different family members. The lactobacilli family are the family that are mainly, particularly in adult, are the predominant probiotics in the small intestine. And when we think of the small intestine, what we think about is actually nutrient absorption. And so one of the things that's actually been found in studies is that, in particularly in looking at animal models, is that if lactobacilli is deficient, we have these nice little peaks and valleys, little finger-like projections in the small intestine called villi. And off of those, we have little hair-like projections called microvilli. That's where the bulk of our nutrients, and we take a multivitamin and mineral every day, that's where the bulk of that absorption is happening in the second and third part of the small intestine. And it's very, very important that lactobacilli are there in abundance because they're involved in keeping the villi healthy. If they're deficient, what we find is that those villi start to flatten out and we don't get the optimal nutrient absorption that we would look for, you know, in a healthy individual. We get lower down in the GI tract, we get to the bifidobacterium family, which is largely the probiotics that are in the colon. They make up there the family there. And again, a variety of different family members, bifidobacterium longum, bifidobacterium bifidus, a variety of these. These are really involved in colon health, and so helping with sort of the final stages of digestion and elimination. But interesting in particularly the bifidobacterium family is that family is a family that has a tendency to start to drop off and decrease as we age. And so one of the interesting things with that particular family is that in the aging population, it's a very, very important one to keep in the mix when we think about probiotic supplementation. Because what they found in studies is that we supplement with bifidobacterium, counts go back up, people all of a sudden who are chronically constipated start to get better. They start having more normal elimination. And last but not least, in measuring their immune system starts to get healthier as well. So very, very fascinating. There's just a variety of different sort of practical things that we think about with regards to gut or intestinal health. But again, the ramifications for the larger immune system are quite amazing as well.
Well, that's an excellent overview, and I'm going to ask you to carry on with it at the next segment. We're going to take a brief break, and I'm reminding our listeners that you're tuned in to the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260. Please stay with us. We will be right back after this break.
Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to know our customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or give us a call at 301-530-0800. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join host Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Twin Lab. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Enzymatic Therapy. Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to know our customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda, or give us a call at 301-530-0800.
Okay, welcome back, listeners, to the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, alternating this show with Dr. Kevin Passero to bring you a wide variety of information about your health. And today we're talking about health, the flu, immunity, and we're talking to Donald J. Brown, naturopathic physician. And we just talked about acidophilus and bifidus cultures, their importance in the small intestine, the large intestine, and immunity. And we're going to carry on that discussion. I'm also curious, I'd like to hear your advice to our listeners, Dr. Brown, with regard to the types of cultures as far as the count, refrigerated, non-refrigerated, how often should people take them? These are the common questions that we hear.
Well, it's always much easier to do studies that look at helping to alleviate a disease or to shorten the duration of the disease. And, wellness studies are really a challenge to us right now in the probiotics area, and I'm encouraged because I'm seeing more and more of them. And I think that for a healthy adult, I would really suggest a product that has a nice balance of both lactobacilli cultures and bifidobacterium cultures. I oftentimes like to combine a lactobacillus acidophilus, lactobacillus rhamnosus with two or three different bifidobacterium cultures. Part of the consideration with a person who's using a probiotic is if you're taking a product on that you were really looking for optimal delivery to the intestinal tract, it's good to take something, a delivery form that actually bypasses the stomach acid. Most probiotics are not particularly happy in that real acidic environment in the stomach. And so at both enzymatic therapy and Nature's Way, we have different ways of doing that. When on the enzymatic therapy side, we use a real cute little pearls delivery form is what it's called, and it's a sort of a three-layered little capsule that is able to get past the stomach acid and release into the intestinal tract. And one of the advantages of the pearl delivery form is that it doesn't need to be refrigerated. It can actually it's a room temperature stable product. On the Nature's Way side, we have for many years used an enteric coated capsule, and the enteric coated capsule does, for all intents and purposes, does the same thing that the pearl does. It actually gets past the stomach acid and releases into the intestines. So for a healthy individual who's looking at optimal delivery of probiotics to the intestinal tract, I think either one of those delivery forms is the way to go. Now, when you talk about shelf-stable versus something that's in the refrigerator, the advantage of refrigeration is that means that you can go up to higher potencies in your products. Probiotic bugs like, there's a few things they don't like. They don't like an acidic environment. They don't like oxygen. They don't like light. And they particularly don't like moisture. And so one of the things that refrigeration does is it allows them to sort of go into this hibernation state. So what we have found is that we can go to much higher potency products in a refrigerated format. For instance, the Nature's Way Optima product is a product that I think is a really nice once-a-day wellness probiotic product. That is actually a 35 billion CFU potency to the time of expiration. So it's a very potent product, and it's one that does require refrigeration. So it really is sort of a matter of preference with a person. When we get into more illness states or people who are really severely compromised, for instance, people who take a lot of antibiotics and their intestinal flora is really just compromised, that's a good example of people that really probably ought to think about going to a real high-potency product and then getting on something that they can take on a daily basis once they've sort of repopulated that intestinal flora.
And what kind of potencies are you talking about for illness?
Well, for illness, it really varies. I mean, a lot of the new studies, for instance, when we look at something like, for instance, irritable bowel syndrome, which is a non-inflammatory disease, a lot of problems with mainstream medical treatments really working, they're actually using potencies of 50 billion CFUs and above in some of the clinical studies. And we bump that up into, the looking at things like inflammatory bowel disease, which I don't encourage people to self-treat, but just sort of, for information. We're looking at potencies at 100 billion CFUs per day and above in a lot of the clinical studies that are either been published or are ongoing right now. So we are seeing in some of the intestinal conditions them bumping up the potencies quite a bit. Now, what we really need to learn is what is the optimal potency for wellness purposes? And at this point, we really don't know. We've had studies as low as 800,000 CFUs. We've had some wellness studies that have looked at, you know, as high as 10 to even 30 billion CFUs per day. So that's sort of the great unknown right now. What is really an optimal amount of probiotics to use if we're taking them on a daily basis for wellness purposes?
Well, one of the questions I have, just stemming from what you've just told us, is years ago we used probiotics that were generally not refrigerated, very low count, and we did get improvement with patients. Has the gut changed enough that the demand is much higher?
In some cases, yes. I think the way that we think about probiotics has changed. You know, when I was going to school back in the early to mid-80s, we were told, hey, boy, if you use over 5 billion CFUs a day, you're going to have people who are gassy, bloating, they're going to be cramped up, it's going to be awful. What we're finding is that that's not necessarily true. So one of the things that's important for everybody to keep in mind is that this, whether you're using 1 billion CFU potency per day or you're using 35 billion, one of the things that's very important is to purchase products from companies that are sourcing their probiotic strains from suppliers that have hardy strains. In other words, strains that will not only survive their time on the shelf or in the capsule, but once they get into your GI tract are likely to set up house and start, you know, replicating, binding, and that sort of thing. And so that probably is first and foremost the biggest criteria, because there are studies, and I'm not speaking for my company alone, but there are, you know, independent reviews. Consumer Labs, for instance, has gone out and tested products, looked at their label claim and found out that they're really subpotent, that the strains they have in there are not surviving. So that quality aspect is a real, real important one. And one of the things I really encourage consumers to look for is look for products, probiotic products, that actually refer to their potency at the time of expiration. I mean, how many of us would go out and buy a vitamin C product that said, when we made this product, it had 500 milligrams of vitamin C per capsule, versus a product that said, we know we have 500 milligrams of vitamin C in this capsule till the 3-year expiration date. So we have a lot of probiotic products out there that actually say this potency but a time of manufacture. So the consumer has no idea what they're getting when they walk into the store and take it off the shelf. They have no idea how potent that product is. So one of the things that we have done on both the Enzymatic brand and also Nature's Way is to be sure that our products reflect the potency of the product at the time of expiration.
I'm really glad you mentioned that, because this expiration date is a real question mark for both the professionals and the patients. So this is an excellent reminder. And what about safety? It's amazing to me how tenuous many professionals are about using something that's really part of the culture in different cultures, cultured foods, and prevalent all over the world. Counts can be really huge in naturally cultured foods, and yet so tenuous about taking a pill or a pearl that has probiotics.
Well, again, it's education, and you know that as well as I do. You know, we went through it when we were introducing evidence-based herbal medicines back in the early 90s, and, you know, everybody's skeptical. Oh, my God, it's an herb. I didn't learn about that in medical school. It can't be safe. In fact, there was a lot of safety data, a lot of effectiveness data. I think the key thing, again, is, and you know, I encourage healthcare professionals and consumers to consider it, is to really deal with companies that have a good reputation for quality, because probiotics are living organisms, and we want to use living organisms that we know have evidence of safety in you know, for humans to use orally. And so that is an important criteria. Speaking to safety, probiotics, boy, the track record of safety in probiotics is phenomenal. The only outlier that we've seen in published studies has been people who are really, really severely immunocompromised, people who have been through several bouts of chemotherapy and that are really, really sick, and even some cases of AIDS, where there is a outside risk of what's called translocation, where probiotic can actually go from the inside of the intestine into the bloodstream. If that happens, it can actually become potentially harmful to the body. We want our probiotics to stay in our gut and bind, you know, inside the GI tract, not go into the bloodstream. But boy, if you look at the track record of use, and particularly as you mentioned in Europe, where they're using higher potencies, they're using them more for medical indications, the track record is really impeccable.
Yes, it's impressive. Well, we're going to carry on this discussion into the final segment. I want to remind the listeners that they're with the Essentials of Healthy Living. I'm Dana Lake, your host, and I'd like you to stay with us. We will be back talking to Donald Brown about the flu, probiotics, and we want to talk about a lot of other ways that we can stay healthy.
Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that could impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Megafood. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Zymogen. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Nordic Naturals. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Jarrow Formula.
Hello, welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living brought to you by Village Green Apothecary at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda. I'm Dana Lake, and I've been alternating the show with Dr. Kevin Passero, my co-host, and we do try to bring you a wide variety of information about your health. I want to remind you that this is streamed through myvillagegreen.com and that you can hear this show. For the next 6 weeks, you can catch it two times a week, Thursday mornings from 9 to 10 a.m. and Saturday mornings from 10 to 11. Now we're going to talk to Dr. Donald Brown in this final segment. We've been having a great discussion about probiotics, their importance in human health, and we want to branch out and talk about some other nutrients and other aspects of taking care of your immune system. Welcome back to the final segment, Dr. Brown.
Thank you, Dana. It's nice to be back.
So did you have anything else to complete on probiotics? And I know you have some other tips for our listeners as well.
If you had 3 hours, I could spend the whole time talking about probiotics, but I guess I better shift gear here now.
I could as well.
One of the things that I oftentimes get asked is, hey, you know, cold and flu season's around the corner, obviously, as we're talking right now. We're in full gear with it, and I'm oftentimes asked by both individuals and also particularly parents, what are some things that I can have in the medicine cabinet that in case I get sick or my child gets sick would be great things to use to sort of help shorten the duration of the cold or flu and even better to sort of take the edge off of some of the symptoms. And certainly in the Nature's Way line, we've got a couple of things that I think are really phenomenal. And one of my favorites, and has been a favorite of mine for a number of years, a lot of it because of its incredible track record of research in children, is a product with a funny name called UMCKA, U-M-C-K-A. This is actually a product that's made from the root of a member of the geranium family, known as Pelargonium sedoides. And the extract that is actually used in this product has research in over 9,000 patients, roughly 3,800 of those actually being children. And what it's been shown to do is that when taken at the beginning of a common cold or at the beginning of those other sort of nasty upper respiratory tract infections, which, by the way, are largely viral. I mean, the latest data that we're seeing in the medical literature is that acute bronchitis, for instance, is about 90 to 95% viral. Sinusitis, sinus infections, this is really a new one. They're now saying 70% of it is viral, and that the treatments, you know, guidelines to doctors out there are, hey, wait 7 to 10 days before using an antibiotic. You know, we even extend that into tonsillitis in kids, obviously strep throat being something that we want to use an antibiotic, but only 30% of tonsillitis in kids is actually due to the strep organism, known as strep pyogenes, that requires an antibiotic. So UNCA is a really neat thing to have in the medicine cabinet, because what studies have shown is that when you take it at the beginning of one of these, you start to feel that tickle in your throat or the coughing and you know, even a little bit of congestion, sinus congestion. You take that at the beginning of symptoms, it really dramatically shortens the duration of an acute respiratory infection and again, takes the edge off of some of the severity of some of the symptoms as well. And again, one of the things that I really love about the product is we have safety data in it, very good safety data in kids down to the age of 2 years old.
Excellent. So when patients purchase it, they ask for UNCA.
UNCA. UNCA. And we sort of, what we did when we chose that name is the trade name actually for the equivalent product in Germany is Umkalawabo, and we thought that it might be a little bit overwhelming for, you know, apothecaries like yourself if some people came in trying to, you know, say Umkalawabo. So we shortened it down to UNCA here in the U.S. And so far, most of our customers have been happy that we did that.
And are there any caveats for possible allergies?
No, the only side effects that have been seen in clinical trials, and again, around 1% of that 9,000 people, a couple of cases of mild gastrointestinal upset, and then there's been a few reports of a very, very mild skin rash, but again, very, very few and far between. So I've been very, very impressed with the safety. We actually recently sent out our safety data on this particular ingredient out to an independent reviewer, academic reviewer here in the U.S. The binders, by the way, were about 10 inches thick each, and he went through it and was very impressed and has actually given his independent sign-off on the safety, particularly, again, for children. So very, very safe product.
Excellent. Any other advice?
My other one that I would suggest that people consider having in the medicine cabinet is a new product of ours called Sambiflu. This is actually a black elderberry syrup.
Yes.
That has some homeopathic ingredients added to it, so that we're able to sort of make, you know, more robust flu relief claims. But the black elderberry syrup has a very, very interesting history of use. If we sort of elevate that to the area of clinical studies, again, like the UNCA, the evidence is probably strongest for him at the beginning of symptoms. And in this case, we're talking about flu. At the beginning of symptoms, start taking it. What happens is that it shortens the duration of the actual time that you have the flu, and also reduces the severity of some of the symptoms. And so this Sambiflu product, is a real nice one to have sort of in the medicine cabinet along with the UNCA. UNCA covering more sort of the common cold and those itises that go along with it, like the bronchitis, tonsillitis, you know, sinus congestion, cough. Sambiflu really being more sort of something that, hey, you know, I start to get these upper respiratory symptoms, but all of a sudden I get those aches and pains, and all of a sudden I know I have the flu. That would be one to use at that point. So that would be another one that I think is really, would be a really nice sort of pairing with the UNCA product.
And at the start of the show, we talked about vitamin D and its usefulness as far as boosting immunity and taking when ill. Do you have some specific recommendations on that?
Well, you know, we got sort of off on probiotics. My two ace in the holes right now for sort of prevention, again, are vitamin C. I mean, there's still, you know, I just read a large review by the Cochrane Review people who looked at vitamin D data in kids and adults. And, you know, taking vitamin C on a regular basis basically, you know, has been shown to decrease the severity of the upper respiratory tract infection if you get it. And again, that's not taking it when you get the infection, but just taking it on a regular basis. So I'm a big fan of, you know, adults taking a gram of vitamin C a day before cold and flu season, and depending on the age of a child, you know, anywhere from 250 to 500 milligrams. Vitamin D is a fascinating one, and I'm really intrigued with the data on it. And certainly it's beginning to look like vitamin D does play a role in keeping us healthy and helping us to our immune systems to be stronger, particularly around cold and flu season. What I don't know yet, and what I'd like to see a little bit more data on, is what levels should we routinely be supplementing. And this is going to be controversial because there's a lot of people out there telling people, hey, you know, take 5,000 IUs of vitamin D a day, it doesn't matter, it's good for you and that sort of thing. I'm concerned about that. And I'm telling most people, unless you've got a healthcare professional who's measuring your vitamin D levels in your blood system, particularly your active vitamin D levels, routinely supplementing high amounts can, in some cases, might be potentially harmful.
Absolutely.
And so I usually cap the amount. If, you know, if somebody said to me, hey, I want to take vitamin D, I'm an adult, I'm a healthy adult, I want to take it routinely, and I'm fairly healthy, I usually cap it at 2,000 IUs a day. I usually don't like to go over that. And even then, there's a little part of me, a little voice in the background saying, even then it would be ideal if the person was going in and, you know, getting their blood vitamin D levels checked from time to time. But I think as we're seeing supplements coming out that are creeping up into that really, really high range, that frightens me.
Well, I appreciate this information, and you're right. We could spend 3 hours just on probiotics and each of these other subjects, and I want to thank you for sharing your knowledge and expertise, Dr. Brown.
And I'll look forward to being on again. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Yes, yes. We'll keep the conversation going. Folks, you've been listening to Essentials of Healthy Living, and I just want to thank you for being with us and remind you to go green with Village Green and access this through myvillagegreen.com. Remember to take care of yourself and at least one other person and go green. This is Dana Lake and Village Green wishing each and every one of you good health and a really great day.
Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Metagenics. Have you visited Village Green Apothecary lately? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to know our customers and provide the individualized attention you need. Plus, we have over 10,000 products, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products, homeopathic remedies, and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or give us a call at 301-530-0800.
Hey, what's up? Thinking about you. XOXOXO. Want to snuggle, ... JK. Hit me back. You getting these texts? ... We should hang later. I miss you. Holla at ya, boy. Holla back. Holla back. Holla back. Are you at home?